Now, sadly, over the weekend, we were hearing about a homeless man who died on the city's streets here in Belfast. The man's body was found in Donegal Place sometime between Saturday night into Sunday morning. And people have been, well, they've been saying a prayer. They've been casting their thoughts towards his family. They've been asking, how does it happen on our city streets? Let me speak to Jim Connor, who's from Hope Outreach for the Homeless. Jim, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
I suppose, Jim, on a Saturday night into a Sunday morning, anyone could die on the streets. You don't have to be a homeless person. But whenever it is someone who's sleeping rough, additional questions are asked. And one of those questions is, could this man's death have been avoided?
Well, to be honest, when I was speaking to him on Friday night, and he was happy, but I would say if he hadn't have been homeless and on the streets, yes, his death could have been avoided.
You've had an opportunity to speak with his family as well. His name officially hasn't been released. It's not that I'm ignoring the presence of the deceased by not naming him. It's simply his name is not yet in the public domain. You have spoken with his family. I'm sure they're heartbroken.
I was speaking to his father last night, and the father is devastated. He was actually home over Christmas, so he was, and whatever happened, he decided to go back out on the street again. I was asking his father about the arrangements for the funeral. At this moment, there's no day, but it will be in St. Paul's, the chapel in the Falls Road. But the father is devastated.
It's very sad to think that a relatively young person would die in such circumstances, Jim. How vulnerable are our rough sleepers?
Very vulnerable, mainly to the weather. It can affect their whole of the body, but the temperatures, especially over Christmas, at times of the minus two and all. And ones have mental issues, but they're not taking care of themselves, plain and straight. They're in the doorways. They would tell us they're not feeling well. We would say, go to doctors in the morning. And at times, one guy turned to me the last week, he says, I'm a doctor. He doesn't listen to me. And I thought that was terrible.
But does he mean the doctor doesn't understand him, or
yes,
the doctor hasn't
yes.
really got the time because no. he has to move on to the next patient?
I would say this person in particular, the doctor doesn't understand him. Now, most of the guys would tell us the reason why they're on the streets. At times, it's heartbreaking because it's marriage breakdowns and they're put out of the house. And at times, they can't be put out of the area where they live. There's young people there at the moment at the age 17. And they're laying in the doorways in Belfast at the moment.
There is an alternative for them, isn't there? They don't have to sleep in the doorways, but is there some form of mental stress, mental illness there that they put themselves through even more agony?
Well, you see, yes, Frank, there's plenty of hostels. So there is, but most of the people, they would prefer to be out on the street because they feel safe. At times in the doorways where there's no really aggro in the hostels. And there is the ones who recently have been in hostels, and whatever's happened in the hostel, send them back out again on the streets. And they all look after each other. What they do is really like a big family that they have.
You must feel... you must feel, Jim, when you say family, you've almost lost a member of the family when you consider the good work that Hope Outreach for Homeless is doing. You knew the deceased, you were liaising with him on Friday night, and yet and all on Saturday night he died. It must be in ways like losing a friend.
Oh yes, he was in the hospital round about the end of November. I went over, and my wife, with Donna, I went over to visit him. And he couldn't believe that we took time out to go over there to visit him. And every night we pulled up in the car. You know, he was over. Years ago, he used the box. And every time I go to the car, me and him were sort of like sparring in the middle of a Donegal place. But what hurt me more on Friday night, he asked me for a hug, which was very rare. He asked me for a hug, and I don't know that was the last hug I was going to give him. And it has hurt. We have the teams out Monday to Friday night, and every member is devastated, especially the females. They can't really take it in all his past.
Jim, it's good speaking to you, and that hug, I'm sure, was very, very special to that young man. Thanks for talking to us. Thank you.
Thanks very much, Frank, for giving us time. Thank
you. It's Jim Connor from Hope Outreach for the Homeless.